USA News Update. The search for a mass killer on the loose in Maine continued overnight. Law enforcement and the Coast Guard are looking for 40-year-old Robert Card, a suspect who they believe was the gunman who killed 18 people in the town of Lewiston Wednesday night. The United States, using satellite-guided missiles from fighter jets, attacked two facilities in eastern Syria used by Iran in what defense officials are saying were described as self-defense strikes. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin said at President Biden's direction, the strikes were carried out as a response to a series of attacks on U.S. personnel in Iraq and Syria by Iranian-backed militia groups. The strikes were carried out at facilities used by Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard. Today is officially National American Beer Day and a TGIF. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.